السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Goodreads program with myself, Zenaida Musa Wadiwala on Radio Islam International. Now, it's really hard to comprehend how fast the month of September has just flown by. As you recall, I have dedicated this month's programming to coincide with spring, new beginnings, and inspiration. And it is for that reason that I have chosen to review biographies which are meant to inspire you to become a better version of yourself. I definitely count myself amongst the fortunate, alhamdulillah, for having firstly the opportunity to read and actually study these books, and secondly, for the opportunity to share them with you. I pray that Allah Azza wa Jal accepts from both you and I, and that in our pursuit of knowledge and inspiration, we strive for excellence within ourselves. So, on the previous Goodreads program, I discussed the life and works of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayh. And for today, I will be reviewing a brief biography on Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And on the topic for discussion on the Zoomspiration slot today is Be Yourself. Sounds interesting, right? Stay tuned. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith, the ulama are the inheritors and successors of the anbiya alayhi wasallam. This book, the title of which is Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, A Brief Biography, is actually a brilliant read for many, many reasons, and the prime being that it will hopefully generate an enthusiasm for piety and righteousness amongst us. Ameen. The book, bound in hardcover and consisting of 299 pages, has been compiled and published by the Jamiat al-Ulama KZN Ta'limi Board in January 2014, corresponding with Rabiul Awal 1435 on the Hijri calendar. Printed on good quality paper, in a big font, and in simple English, it is a book I would recommend for anyone who wants to seriously up their game in terms of living in this dunya with their goals set for the akhirah. Now, that's what I'm all about, and sharing this book with you is a definite part of that for me. I love that the book opens with a simple table format titled A Glimpse in the Life of Masihul Ummat. Born in 1911 in Sarai, Barla, and for those who don't know, this is in the district of Aligarh, Uttar Pradesh, India. He passed away in November 1992 on a Thursday night and lies buried in the Miftahul Ulum graveyard next to his beloved Ustad Mufti Saeed Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat Ji is from the Sherwani family, which is linked to the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His studies and qualifications are very impressive. He studied up to Mishkat in his hometown, and he qualified at Darul Uloom, Deoband, in 1932. He took bayat at the hands of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Saab, rahmatullah alayh, and his mission was the reformation of the Ummah. So people from all over India and many foreign countries would either present themselves at the Khanqa or write in for nasiha or advices. From the introduction, we learn that his daily routine would start hours before Fajr Salah up to Isha Salah without any rest in between. Everyone's needs were satisfied with kind words and wisdom. Those who would frequent his majlis would be ordinary people, professionals, as well as ulama. And any person whose life was touched by Hazrat Ji's influence and guidance would then himself display a beautiful character. In fact, entire households would change through the contact of a single person with Hazrat Ji. The author says further that the purpose for writing the biographies of our pious elders is so that we too can develop a deep desire to acquire some degree of perfection which they had acquired and to create a link with Allah Ta'ala in the manner they had achieved. Now, I really cannot stress enough how reading the right literature can open up doors for you and take you to another level. By acquiring a copy of this book and by spending your time reading it and by using it to learn and to renew your niyyah to bring your life in accordance to the lives of our pious and illustrious predecessors. The foreword to this book has been penned by Hazrat Maulana Ismail Kasara Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, who was the senior Khalifa of Hazrat Masih al-Ummat. Writing from Freyhead, he says, "The most perfect example of Allah Ta'ala's message is the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum learned deen directly from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and passed on his living example to those that came after them. This has always been the system of Allah Ta'ala to send men as living, practical examples of his message as models for us to emulate and to follow." Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib was amongst those great luminaries who lived the Sunnah and left behind a rich legacy for us all to follow. The book consists of 19 chapters which detail Hazrat's life starting from birth and childhood. There's a lot dedicated to his education. We learn that he learned the Quran Sharif under the guidance of a great Qari, namely Qari Abdullah Shah Sahib. He had both school and dini education. He studied the Behjti Zewar of Maulana Thanvi, and he studied Persian, Urdu, and Arabic. He completed his Dora Hadith in 2 years at Darul Uloom Deoband, and thereafter he studied for another 2 years there, concentrating on other subjects. I found it very interesting that during his student days, Hazrat Ji had a habit of writing down his lessons. Now, I know that this, for me personally, is the best way to study, and actually it's my habit too. So, Maulana wrote down lectures of Mishkat, Shama'il al-Tirmidhi, as well as Bukhari Sharif. Chapter 4 talks about his asatiza, or his teachers. Absolutely fascinating. And it is here that we learn how and why Hazrat Ji was given the title Masihul Ummat. From the other chapters, we take great lessons, such as his character and attributes, his daily ma'mulat, or his daily devotional practices, his adherence to the sunnah in everyday matters, like wudu, ghusl, sleeping, sitting, walking, etc. His great speaker for the islah, or the reformation of the ummah, is discussed in chapter 13. And in chapter 16, we learn about his works. Chapters 17 to 18 are concerned with his final advices, final illness, and his demise. And then, very interesting to note, chapter 19 gives us a list of khulafa. These range from Pakistan, India, South Africa, Great Britain, as well as other countries. And included in here is an Urdu poem in praise of Hazrat Ji. Thereafter, the book lays out Hazrat Ji's advices for us. How he would instruct his murids, what books to study, as well as lots of general advices. And then thereafter, some etiquettes of the Hanka are enumerated, and then further short or concise advices are given in both the Urdu and the Arabic language. For example, Tariqat Naam Hai Shari'at Ke Masail Fir Amal Karnega. So Tariqat is the name of putting the Masail or the laws of Sharia into practice. And this advice, whilst being so concise, is actually so precise. It's so precise that I myself am truly amazed and inspired. And I guess you get the grasp of it, the sweetness of it actually, when you read it in the Urdu language. But for those of you who can't, then the English is provided in the book. Then the final section of the book is called Sharia and Tasawwuf, and it's all about tazkiyatun nafs, or the tazkiyah nafs and the purification of the self. It discusses the two kinds of ahlak in detail, as well as and the process of tazkiyah from thee. With that, we go right onto the inspiration slot titled Be Yourself. Now, if you could know people's feelings about their living and social conditions, you would notice that most of them desire to be in a better position than what they are in. This is due to Allah the Almighty placing in human nature the ability to love what is good and to seek more of that bliss. So we know that there are people who are not satisfied with where they were born. And for example, if someone is born in a small town, a village, they wish they had been born in a big city. There are other people who wish that their fathers were born in a wealthier family, that maybe they could have grown up in a life of more luxury. And then what we see so much of, there are a number of girls who are not happy with the way that they are created. Some are not happy with their shape, some are not happy with their figures, some are not happy with their colors, etc. But the message that we need to take, actually, is that the circumstances that Allah has provided us with, the situations in which we were raised, they actually don't control our future fully or completely. There are thousands of young men and women who were born in the best of circumstances and who were expected to be some of the best people in terms of success, prosperity, and happiness. However, none of these people achieved that success or the happiness that people had expected from them. Instead, they were people who failed in their studies, in their jobs, and even in their private lives. And we learned that they led less than ordinary lives. But on the other hand, we've heard about great men who have changed the course of history. Although they were born from ordinary families, their families were not known for their great lineage or any abundance of wealth. They were not even living in any distinctive places or great cities. So these are the lessons we take from history, and of course it's a reality, and we need to take lessons from this. So I've summarized five important lessons that we could take and that are beneficial for us. So the first is that we need to actually be thankful for what Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us. For example, whatever it may be, it looks a little when compared with what others are granted. Because a little from you suffices me, but your little gift is actually never categorized as little. The second lesson then is to accept yourself and your status. Feel proud with what you have and consider it a starting point to go forward. Thirdly, distance your belittled self, because this is what's shackling you and crippling your illusions and concerns of movement. Rather replace it with the acknowledgement that your soul is coming through the storm, driven by seriousness, confidence, work, perseverance, and high expectations, inshallah. Fourthly, blow the smallest spark you have to turn it into a great light that will light your path and the path of your family and friends. And lastly, do not ever accept being in the shadow of anyone. Try always to be an exemplary and an exemplary person and a leader, someone who actually others can benefit from, inshallah. So that brings us to the end of today's program. The amazing book that I discussed from you is available at Al-Ihsan Bookshop. The Al-Ihsan Bookshop is a wing of the Darul Ihsan Humanitarian Center, located in Sikar Lake and Overport, Durban, Zay Courier countrywide. Call them on 031-577-7868 or WhatsApp them on 084-401-1527. Alternately, visit their website www.alihsanbookshop.co.za. So I really enjoyed being in your company today, and I look forward to your interactions with me on Instagram at zuneida.mw. My previous programs are available as podcasts on the Radio Islam International website. So do stay in touch, inshallah. Take care until we meet again on the airwaves of Radio Islam International. Ma'as-salam.